Okay na yung mic niya? Okay yung mic niya. Does he need to go closer? Hindi na.
Kaya ba closer?
Okay na yung wave. Okay lang. Oh. Okay. Malakas yung boses niya.
Lalo na pag may kape. Kaya sabi ko, kailangan ng kape. Kundi po, delegado eh.
Game. No. Game tayo.
Okay, patayin ko muna ito.
Ah, oh, sige.
Baka biglang mag-ring.
Oo, oh, ano mo lang.
Mag-ring yan eh.
Tumutunog ba yung parang static? Hindi naman. Pag sa phone. Hindi naman. Oo. Punta sa Nokia, ganun eh.
Oo.
May mga magnet din naman.
Ha?
Ah, ito wala.
Ah, ito wala kasi. Oh,
parang puto, pag-message nga sa akin yung gamit mo.
Sure,
ano
oo. Cardioid. SM7B.
Atay mamaya. Para makabili
ka. Isang, ina, isang, isa ano lang yan, sisiyon sa'yo. Dalawang mic muna.
Okay,
dalawang mic muna. Para sa guest tsaka ikaw. Ito sa studio mo rin naman eh. It's a good.
Feeling ano yung isang guest eh. Sa bagay, usually one-on-one naman kami.
Oh, one-on-one lang.
Bira lang yun.
Actually, I have a third mic I had to buy because I have a different show, 40s but not. May dalawa akong kasama, girls. So, tag-isang mic talaga kami.
Papatayin ako ng asawa ko. Di pwede. Tayo si Aloy niya ka, gusto namin kunin eh. Puta, kailangan kasama si Trike eh. Di pwede eh. Puta, sabi ng boys ko, sabi, sir, baka magalit si mama. Sabi ko, tanginan nyo, sabihin nyo, nagkamali kayo. Sir, si Trike na lang. Baka saksakin kami ni ma'am. Legado eh.
Okay. Mag-ask mo na one question. Yeah. Tell me a childhood memory that you won't ever forget.
Childhood meaning sobrang child o?
Like 13 below, maybe.
13 below. Okay. Alam mo pag kumain ka sa Japanese restaurant, yung kulay green.
Yeah.
Right? It's called wasabi, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. When your father takes you to a fucking Japanese restaurant for the first time and you get so happy because you see this clump of green stuff, akala mo kung ano yun. At pinabayaan kanyang isubo mo. Yung buo. Dalawang buwan nata, wala akong sinus nun. I couldn't forget that because until today, traumatized ako sa wasabi. Pati yung wasabi chips, hindi ko makain eh.
Kasi, that was the trauma about you. How old were you then?
Seven or eight. Sinama ako ng dad sa business meeting. It was with some Japanese diplomats.
Is dad Japanese?
No. He was with a couple of Japanese. My dad started kasi with cars talaga.
Okay.
So he was buying cars from diplomats.
Okay, so you're probably, sir, you're second generation of that in.
Unfortunately.
Unfortunately.
You try every single thing that you thought that you were going to be as a child.
Right.
And then you make a total 360.
What did you want? Balik. What did you want to be when you were a kid?
I was in finance. I was in a previous life I was working for a big investment firm in the US and then
okay.
In 2000.
Oh, so you lived in the States back
yeah,
then?
Yeah, I went to college there.
In the States.
I left here in 92.
92. Okay.
And I only came home 94 and 95. Then after graduation, I started working na.
Sa States?
And yeah. My parents would go every twice a year, three times
are
a year.
Were you in the East Coast?
West Coast.
West Coast. L.A.?
L.A. So, yeah.
You had siblings there with you?
Two. Wala. Ako lang.
Ah, okay. So, ikaw
me,
lang.
Myself and I.
But you have two other siblings also?
Yes.
Younger?
Younger.
Younger sila. Yeah, younger. They're all here also?
They're all here.
Okay.
Ako lang talaga nag ako lang binato dun.
Ba't ka binato dun?
I never really wanted it here.
Really?
I never wanted to study.
Saan nag-high school?
Don Bosco. Yeah,
I
was supposed to be Xavier, but when I figured out...
Don Bosco, Makati, okay.
No, Mandaluyo.
Mandaluyo, ah?
Hindi ako ganun kasosyal.
What? May Don Bosco dito.
Kita mo, hindi nga niya.
See? Ang alam ko kasi sa tapat ng Walter Mart. Yeah. Okay lang, mamaya na. Asawa ko, tumatawag. Nagpa-podcast na kami. Mamaya na.
Buti magagawa mo yan. Asawa ko, puta, pag hindi ko sinagot. Mamaya ang konti, nandiyan na yan.
Ano?
Nakato, puta.
So, okay. So, you lived in the States.
Yeah.
And when did you come back here?
Came back in 2010. Yeah, financial.
Tagal din.
Yeah, the financial crisis in 2007.
It's like almost two decades.
Yep. So it took me 5 years to adjust to this godforsaken country because people just, they're so different here.
Yeah.
You just had to relearn everything.
The right, culture, yeah. Very, very different. Yeah,
the professionalism. No such thing here.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of fun, man.
I lived in the States 2005 to 2007 in San Francisco. So, ako naman, 2 years, I wanted to find my way. Because I was making money during my college years selling computers. Pero, puta, na-bankrupt ako. I didn't know how to manage my money. Puta.
Nobody then, does. Puta, when you're a kid, you're making gobs of money. Puta, para. Ganun lang pala.
Tapos nakita ko, Fast and the Furious. Puta, yan yung kotse ko. Gastos ko sa kotse. Wala. Bad, ano. So, I went to the States. I worked there, different jobs. I couldn't find my footing. So, ako rin, went back here. Started all over again.
the U.S. will, it's just, you know, as much as people talk about the American dream and everything, you have to be fucking ruthless.
Yeah.
You know, hindi ka pareho dito na meron pang, dito kahit yung tao walang hiya, meron pa rin hiya kahit papaano. Eh.
Yeah, oh,
sila
true,
nilang murahin sila ng kamag-anak
true,
nila.
True.
Or ng parents nila. Doon, walang pakialam. It's, you know, fuck you or you're gonna fuck me. Yeah. This is the way it is. So, kailangan iba yung mindset mo ron.
Very different talaga yung ano sa States versus dito may galang pa eh. Parang tanginom po. Doon talaga.
Well, yeah, which is the sad part because dito you can never read someone sometimes eh. Yung mga magaling, maraming poker face eh. You know, na harap-harapan. You know, they will never disagree with you
in front harapan, of you, yeah.
Pero sa likod babanatang ka. Which
it's not common. Yeah.
It's a cultural thing, yeah, I think. You know, I wouldn't say it's everyone, but majority, ganon. And it's because of the, tanginan niyo po.
It, diba?
You know, I'm cursing at you, but I'm cursing at you with respect. Diba? Medyo, iba, it's a cultural thing eh. You know, pagalang sa matanda, tanginan mo eh, 48 lang ako gago. Hindi ako ganun katanda.
But, you're married, so you met your wife here?
No, in the U.S.
The U.S. then?
Yeah.
But she decided to move with you here.
She had no choice.
She had no choice.
Well, no, I mean, just kidding. You know. Joke lang. If you're watching, I know it's a joke. But, yeah.
You both decided to go back talaga?
Yeah. No, I you know, financial crisis happened in 07.
Oh, yeah.
And the firm I was working for went bankrupt.
So, mga 2008 yun talaga.
Yeah. Tail end of 07, 08. And I stayed for another 8 months, I think, just to clean stuff up. And then, you know, I started getting anxiety attacks.
Really?
I mean, I was like 310 pounds. As fat as fuck.
But you were not bodybuilding back then?
No. Treadmill. Pare, aso ko lang gumagamit ng treadmill. Eh. Para hindi takihin sa puso. Kasi pag hindi ko siya malakad sa umaga, I put him on the treadmill.
So pero you were a lot bigger in this, where you went, was, when you were in the States.
I wouldn't say I was a lot bigger. I was fat.
Fat, yeah.
You know, your lifestyle is, you know, never ate at home.
Always out.
Never saw my wife. I only see her pag may client meeting.
Yeah.
Sinasama ko na siya sa dinner kasi libre naman yung dinner. Eh.
Oh.
The firm pays for it. So, but it's constant yan, pare. 6 days a week.
Yeah.
You're lucky to get personal time on Sundays. True. So always with clients.
I remember when I was working in the States, I was working for a shipping company, logistics company, in the West Coast. And I would work Mondays to Saturday. Sunday lang talaga yung...
Yeah.
Time na. Tapos yung barbecue time lang, Filipino friends, gano'n lang.
Tanga na Sunday, laundry pa.
May laundry pa pala.
Grocery ka, magluluto ka pa.
Yeah.
Malas-malasin ka, maglilinis ka pa.
Really, for me, I felt like it was super fast-paced. Like, I was lost in that super fast-paced na parang sabi nga naman yung friends ko, you age fast in the States when you're working. Because you don't notice the time anymore.
I think it's designed that way so people don't complain as much. Because when you're so busy trying to
make a living
and sustain your life,
right.
Wala ka nang oras mangepal eh.
Right.
Hindi ka pareho dito, pare. Daming tambay talaga. You know, the whole day, what are you eating sa Facebook?
Di ba? Ang daming time ng taong tumambay, no?
Yeah, pare, wrong spelling yan.
Yeah.
Ito balata natin, wrong spelling eh.
Sa States, diba? Ang tambay, ano yun? Hobo, homeless yun. Ang tambay dun. Yun na yun.
Yeah.
Homeless lang talaga. Pero wala yung tambay na may tindahan, Tapos nakatambay. Walang ganun.
Wala. Pag doon pagtambay, talagang punta nandun ka sa labas. But you know, one of my friends said it perfectly. He, after I moved here in 2010, one of my friends from the U.S. visited.
Yeah.
And, you know, iniikot ko siya. You know, he went to Binondo, went to Tondo, went to different areas. And before he left, he said something that really struck me. Sabi niya, you know, I've seen the most destitute of lives in any country I've been to. Sabi niya, well, he hasn't been to a lot of countries. But if he compares it to the U.S., sabi niya, but, you know, sabi niya, the one thing with Filipinos that he saw was kahit na parang hirap na hirap na sa buhay, nakasmile pa rin.
Correct. Correct. Yeah.
Diba?
Yeah.
Or marunong pa rin uminom.
Yeah.
You know, sa US po siya pare, pag masama na timpla ng buhay nila, either tatalon sa building yan or, yeah, you know, they take their own life. That's here, true. It's like, okay lang pare.
Oo. Bala na.
Diba? Bala na bukas.
Bala na.
You know, which I think is a noble trait at some point, pero yung iba sumasobra sa bahala na bukas. Wala nang gagawin. Diba?
Correct. Oo.
So, but that's, you know, that's the beauty of our country here. It's, you know, kahit pa paano may hope.
Yeah, there is. I always have this mindset that there's always opportunity where you are. You just have to dig in deeper. Like, ako nga sabi ko nga eh, like, I know some people get pissed at it, but I don't care. Like, people who move to other countries to work and create a living for themselves just gave up hope here where they are.
And they end up hating where they came from.
Right. Sila pa nagreklamo sa social media na ganyan-ganyan, ganyan-ganyan.
Dude, di ba umalis ka?
What gives you the right to comment about the government here? You fucking left.
You left.
So,
you know what was funny?
Don't tell me you're Filipino.
I was in college. I worked for, my uncle had a little oriental store. And that's how I learned. Doon ako sa meat department eh. So may mga darating, alam mo naman na mga Pinoy.
Yeah.
Kasi, ano eh, Asian market eh. Mm-hmm. Punta sa likod, kinakausap mo ng English, di ba? Ah, kinakausap mo na ng Tagalog. Kasi okay, alam mo na, Pinoy eh.
Oo, Pinoy.
Ah, tontuwa ako, punta ba, Pinoy, di ba? Pinipilit nila yung English talaga eh. Yung tipong baloktot talaga, sobrang mali yung grammar.
Yung Uncle Jokoy? Yung Uncle ni Jokoy?
Hindi, yung Uncle ni Jokoy, maayos pa yun.
Parang Elvis Presley pa nga eh.
No, maayos pa yun. Punta yung iba talaga, yung tipong kabababa lang na aeroplano kanina, ayaw na mag-Tagalog. Pero pare, yung visa mo mag-expire next week yan.
Hindi, ang tigas.
Hindi ka pa citizen, pare. So, mag-Tagalog ka muna. Baka sakaling kailanganin mo pa yan.
Ang hirap i-hide talaga ng accent mo ng Filipino eh.
Uh-huh.
In the US, it's very hard. It's a thick accent kasi. It's rare that someone is able to hide it.
Yeah, right? But the problem is, they try to hide it and they try to slangify it.
It becomes worse.
Iniis lang nila. Para silang may epileptic na Elvis eh. Di ba? Subukan mo si Elvis na may epilepsy. Yun yung Pinoy eh.
Yeah.
Yung bagong baba lang ng PAL.
Yeah.
You know? Lalanding ang PAL, maga eh. So, buta alauna pa lang, nakalimutan na yung English, di ba?
Kaya nga sabi ni Jokoy eh.
Nakalimutan na yung Tagalog.
English sounds like, the accent sounds like a Filipino Elvis. That's how he describes it. It's like a Filipino Elvis Presley.
Buti pa yung mga Filipino Elvis dito, hindi nag-i-English eh. Tagalog pa yun, di ba?
But you had a lot of friends that were Filipino in the States or mostly Caucasian na?
Fortunately not. Fortunately not. I had the pleasure of knowing some Filipinos. Mm-hmm. Kasi where we lived, it's predominantly puti.
Puti, okay.
But yung mga Pinoy na nakilala ko na naging friends, I mean, one's my uncle. So, you know, yun din naman, yun, diretso mag-English yun. Kasi doon nag-aaral.
Doon nag-aaral.
So, hindi siya Uncle ni Jokoy. So, but majority of the Filipinos I met are learned, you know, educated.
Okay.
So medyo I got lucky being in that circle. But syempre, pag Thanksgiving, alam mo na, pag nag-imbita yung mga Pinoy, doon mo na makikita
yun. Doon mo na makikita yung iba talaga.
Nagtatrabaho sa lab, sa warehouse. Yeah. Ano. I mean, there's nothing wrong.
Yeah.
But it's just funny how yung mga kwento iba-iba. Yeah. And the lesser the job, the more highfalutin yung kwento. Which is what, you know, it's just funny that it happens that way.
Yeah.
So, yun yung culture eh. Diba?
It is. Pag, yun nga, when I have barbecue Sundays with Filipino friends in San Francisco, we live in Hercules, talagang iba-iba eh. Kasi some would work in the clinic, some would be janitor, some would be in construction.
Hercules is right by, ano?
Isang tawid na lang sa bridge, ano na, Marin County.
Milbrae?
Malapit na, yeah.
Malapit sa Milbrae?
Malapit na. I live in Hercules.
Hindi mo napansin, foggy doon?
Yeah. Oo.
Diba?
Oo.
Dami nagsasahing eh.
Marami doon, lahat doon may rice cooker.
Hindi daw fog yun eh, may rice cooker daw.
So, Hercules, and then I moved to Berkeley. Ang mahal ng renta doon, grabe. As paying...
Dati yun.
Naalala ko, 2006, my rent for a studio was $2,200.
Pare. Wala mo magkano ngayon?
For
a one bedroom right now is $6,000 to $7,000.
Wow. That's
one bedroom.
So is it true, you think that's why a lot of people are leaving Silicon Valley? It's because they're moving to Austin or Texas area for that? Because of how expensive now the cost of living in...
I think most people are leaving California, period.
California, period.
Yeah, it's just taxes are so high. I mean, I still have a lot of friends there.
Yeah.
I have two friends that moved to Texas. One friend moved to Nevada.
Nevada, yeah.
And luckily, yung negosyo niya online, so he can move anywhere.
Right.
But as soon as he moved to Nevada, sabi niya, his income went up like close to 3 times.
Really?
Because of taxes, opportunities.
Oh, walang baba ng tax sa ano eh?
Yeah, sa Nevada. Yeah. I don't think they have state tax.
Even in Texas, parang 5% na natin, di ba?
Yeah. Pero ang Texas lang is so vast, man. It's, yeah. It's, you know, when you talk about land of opportunity, but the Texas, ang laki.
Laki, yeah.
Real estate, the good thing about real estate in Texas, it doesn't move as fast.
Right.
And it doesn't drop as fast either.
Correct. Oh.
You know, California, pucha, parang roller coaster.
Like I have friends and relatives who are in Austin, Texas. Pucha, luck.
Ganda sa Austin.
Acre yung mga lupain nila. Tapos pag tinanong ko ng work mo, I work in a Best Buy. Tangina. Tapos
yung mura ng bahay.
Acre yung mga bahay. Tapos yung next neighbor nila, kailangan mo magkotse to go to the neighbor. Ganun
kuha ka ng mail, buta na gold card ka. No?
Ang lalayo.
Yeah.
Di ba? I watched this series, it's called Yellowstone. Sabi ko nga, I was telling my wife how it is. Like, sa kanila, the next neighbor is 30 minutes away.
Para masisira ulo ko. Pag pinatay ka ron,
yun nga eh.
Patay isang buwan na hindi ka pamahana.
Pag inatake ka sa puso nga, pag bago ka dali sa hospital, na, hindi pa
dead. Huwag kang atakihin.
Oo.
Kaya gayahin mo si Liver King para hindi ka atakihin
sa puso. Is there any chance for you that you would come back to the States? Not really.
Sarap dito eh.
You have kids?
We decided not to have kids a long time ago.
Really?
Di kaya na lifestyle eh. I mean, I saw my friends, and it might be the most selfish thing in the world, ano. But every time kaibigan namin may asawa, tsaka may anak, na sabihin namin, okay, dinner at 7. Para darating yung 8:30. Tapos may dala stroller, may karga-kargang baby, tapos umiiyak. I mean, it's just not a lifestyle that we wanted. But for them, it's cool.
Yeah.
Sa States, dito medyo mas madali eh.
Right.
Eh wala, nasanay na eh.
Oo.
So when we moved here, talagang set na kami doon. But dito mayaya, pwede mo iwanan, di ba?
Oo.
O kaya sa lola.
Pucha doon sa States, ang mahal nun. Daycare lang pwede mo ma-afford doon pag nag-work ka lang.
Pucha, daycare, you need another job to pay for daycare.
Oo, yeah. You need a second job. I was working 3 jobs back then. Pucha, nag-caregiver pa nga ako weekends eh. Nag-aalaga ako ng matandang, ang tawag dito, matandang, she was German. She's like 82 years old. She can still walk. Anak lang niya, dalawa police. So may connection ako, di ba? So I became friends with her two sons na police. So pag may problema ako, tinatawagan ako.
That's why in the US, dito, when you talk about, sa US they call it retirement homes.
Yeah.
Sa totoo, it's like a home for the aged or something. Yeah. But a lot of them, actually, ang maganda sa kanila is magkakasama sila magkakaedad. They have activities.
Right, oo.
And they tend to be more active.
So sharp pa yung utak eh.
Sharp pa yung utak. Sila nag-aalaskahan eh, di ba?
Yeah.
Dito, when you have an old, a parent or aunt or lola, Gusto mo kasama sa bahay. Yeah. Ang problema, lagi ka naman wala sa bahay. Oo. So, kawawa
maghapon,
din eh.
Maghapon, wala silang ginagawa. Nanood ng TV.
Nanood ng TV. Kaya tuloy, you know, yung buhay nila nagiging MMK eh.
Tapos kasi, kausap na nila, katulong.
Diba? Sa bahay. Hindi, nanonood ng telenovela yung yaya eh. Diba? So, kawawa din. So, you know, it's kind of a delicate balance. Ang problem naman sa States is a lot of the kids, when their parents or their grandparents end up in homes,
they don't visit.
Hindi na binivisit.
Yeah. They just pay. It's paid for already. Diba?
Which was, you know, dito, we visited in San Juan. There's a place called the Little Sisters of the Abandoned Elderly. And they have 92 beds in San Juan, ano? And it's a congregation from Spain that set up parang an elderly facility here. And you'd be very, very surprised. You walk in, ang ganda ng facility, pero the stories of the people there, you know, kasi maraming mga nanggaling sa probinsya.
Yeah.
They moved here when they were 15, 16. Yeah. They started working. And as they got older, wala na mag-aalaga sa kanila. Yung mga tao sa probinsya, hindi na sila maalala. So they end up homeless. It's funny that our government doesn't have a program na ganun.
It's an NGO, no?
It's an NGO.
Yeah.
It's a foreign NGO.
Foreign NGO pa.
Yeah.
So foreigners to na abandoned?
Yes. No, wow. No. The people, the
Filipino,
the elderly that take care of are the ones na wala ng pamilya or na abandon. Or believe it or not, ng pandemic, nakita nila sa kalsada naglalakad. Imagine a 94, 95-year-old lola naglalakad sa kalsada. Para yun ang kailangan tulungan, di ba? Kasi yung mga orphans, para they have their life ahead of them.
Yeah.
But these are...
Wala na eh.
Yeah. So the stories that
they can't work.
That's a difference, I think. The states, the elderly are taken care of
by the government
better.
Yeah. Kasi pensions and stuff.
Not even the pension, even Social Security, and correct, although it's going bankrupt now, but they have ways of taking care of the elderly there. Although kulang pa rin kasi hindi mo na masasalba lahat, yeah, diba? But here,
it's a lot better compared here. That's what I would say.
Yeah. Although ang maganda naman sa atin is, you know, as a culture,
family talaga. Family, yeah, it's family.
Hindi mo papabayaan.
Yes. Kahit na may dementia na yan o ano, they're still with them.
It's our responsibility.
Yeah, responsibility.
Flip side naman, in the States, bahala na sistema dyan.
Sa Japan, ganun. When they grow up, parents, they forget about them when they're 30. Pag 30 years old na, yung mga Hapon, their parents, they don't care already where their parents are. They just visit them.
Wow.
Kasi the
may mga homes din kasi sila ron.
Yeah, but in some Japanese, even at age 85, they still continue to work eh.
Sabagay.
We're in a subway, kausap ko, 92-year-old guy. Sobrang kubang-kuba na niya. Pucha, ang lakas sa subway every day to work. He works in an office, 92 years old.
Wow.
And yung ibang anak nga raw niya, dalawang anak niya, patay na. And it still works. That's how it is in Japan. Parang
hopefully hindi siya sa call center na tatrabaho.
Diba sa Japan, they're taught to bring parang kinder, parang bring to like 90% of the way towards school. For example, it is the whole way towards school, 90%. Yeah. Next year, 80%. Pagdating ng grade 3, the child can go, I think grade 3 or grade 4, sabi ng friend ko, they can go from the house to the school
to
on
school,
their own.
Yeah, on their own.
On their own. That's how independent they are. Grade 3 pa lang marunong sila gumawa ng transistor radio. So it's very much different naman yung culture.
So I think they teach them
forget
household
the parents
chores, diba?
Yeah, household chores. Kaya nakita mo yung World Cup, diba? People are so impressed with the Japanese. They cleaned up.
Naglilinis
sila. Parang, there's a lot of ways from the Japanese that we all could learn from talaga. Like, waste segregation na lang. Puta niya.
Hindi, waste segregation dito. It's the basurero's job eh. Kasi, it's also a part of, you know, when I came home, sabi ko nga, ang laking opportunity dito for recycling.
Yes.
Kasi
super.
Kasi ang dami talaga natin.
Plastic waste.
And one of my friends who does waste management, who's telling me,
puta, they make bank.
Pare, pag ginawa mo yan, mawawala ng trabaho, mawawala ng sideline yung mga basurero. Which is the sad part. Well, it's not sad. If you take it away from them, it's sad. But it's sad that you cannot implement a system so everybody can actually make money.
Right.
Because if you implement the system, it costs money. So, mawawala ng sideline yeah. itong mga to.
I don't really even know where our trashes go here in the Philippines. Kung saan napupunta.
So, makikita mo, may bagong isla na
diba? Diba, dati ano ng 90s, diba, uso yung Smoky Mountain. Ngayon, condominium na ata.
Condo yung, na.
Diba?
Yeah.
Smoky Mountain.
Well, I don't think they were able to do that. Hindi yata nabenta. Sa payatas ba yun?
Oo.
So, hindi yata natuloy.
Ah, bumalik
squatter din? Squatter pa rin, ano?
Ah, yeah. Ganun pa rin.
Parang, it's so hard. It's ingrained in the system, eh. You have multi-generational families that have been depending on that...
Right, business.
Business, but a livelihood.
Livelihood, correct.
Yeah, pag tinanggal mo yun, pucha, baka mag-civil war sa, ano, sa payatas, pare. Pucha, kailangan natin kumuha ng tulong sa Ukraine. Padala mo Ukraine dito. They seem to be good at not finishing any wars. Diba? Hindi ko maintindihan dun, eh. So, pwede naman bomba, eh. Matapos na. Diba? Hindi pa rin natapos, eh. Hindi ko mag-gets, eh. But anyway, yeah.
When it comes to politics here, do you have any political views here?
Kung sino nanalo?
Kung sino nanalo doon ka?
Yeah. You know, my whole thing with politics is, you know, we have a lot of clients and friends that are in the business.
Same.
You try to see how things work. You know, that day when I came home, I was very idealistic. Sabi ko, you know, sa America hindi ganyan. Dapat gawin natin yung ginagawa doon. But then again, here, you cannot implement that.
No.
You know, I went to a friend of mine who lives in the province. You know, their political family. And the funny thing is, punta ka sa bahay nila, may bahay sa harap, may bahay sa likod. Yung bahay sa harap, may kusina. Pare, 24 hours yun, amoy adobo. Tsaka may pansit. Kasi people come and automatically have to feed them.
Right.
And you know, pucha, 24 hours yun, pare, pupuntahan yung mayor. Mayor, may sakit yung asawa ko. Mayor, yung aso ko nasagasaan. Mayor, yung anak ko magkakalid sa Manila, walang pamasahe. Mayor, yung anak ko pupunta ng Dubai. Walang pamasahe, pero maganda yung trabaho niya
ganun ron. Ganun talaga yun, no?
So, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy because, you know, you have the constituents who always need help.
Yeah.
And this political family, I mean, saan sila kukuha ng pera? Sa bulsa nila?
No.
I mean, you know, they can't make advance paper into... bills. Yeah. Diba? Sana, puta, kung si Jesus Christ siya, pare, water into wine, you know, rock into bread, diba? Hindi, puta, hindi ganun eh. You have to get it from somewhere. So, you know, you start, you know, yung sasabi nila, kakainin ka ng sistema, it's just the way it is. And it hurts too much to change it. Because how will you?
Fighting the tide?
We know what happened to anybody who fought the tide. They always
wala.
Yeah. It's a great country. We have the best people, very talented. But sometimes kakamot ka lang ng ulo.
Yung pag-stubborn eh, no?
Hindi ko mag-gets hanggang ngayon, puta, yung sana all na yan. Eh.
Yeah,
I still can't get that thing.
I watched one of your episodes and you mentioned sana all, but instead you want to say what?
Dapat all. Dapat all magtrabaho. Dapat all hindi manghingi.
Yeah.
You know, and this whole thing. I mean, I'm not against this whole concept of gift. Pare, ang gift, hindi hinihingi. Kaya nga gift eh.
Oh, yeah.
Dapat nanggaling sa tao yan, kusa mo ibibigay.
Right.
It should be wholeheartedly
given. It's a gesture of kindness.
Yeah.
Of being remembered. It's always the thought that counts.
I'm giving you something because I appreciate you.
Right. Diba?
Hindi yung puta makakatanggap ka ng PM na may puta merong QR code ng GCash. Diba?
Kumbaga, do you even deserve what you're getting? Diba? Sometimes.
But that's the thing. I think it's, you know, at some point, we're touching on the age of entitlement because, you know, we see people who are becoming successful. Or sometimes we get duped into seeing how successful they are on social media.
Yeah.
And pala puta, hindi na naputulan na ng kuryente kahapon, pero Puta, bago yung BIOS niya, di ba? Mm. Kaya pala nasa BIOS kasi puta, wala kuryente sa bahay.
Yeah.
May gasolina pa siya, so may aircon kahit pa paano. But, you know, that's the whole thing. It's age of entitlement.
People,
and it's sad.
People nga don't understand eh, just because someone has something that's impressive or expensive doesn't mean they can afford it.
Yeah, or it's not even theirs.
Okay. Yun ba yung worse? Like in the States, you could loan or lease a car. You could lease a Ferrari or a Bugatti for one day and pay $1,000. Like it's nothing. And then flex on social media that's yours.
Well, but you know, the whole thing about, you know, good thing you touched on that. Yung, I have a very good friend who, before the pandemic, he actually during the pandemic, I think it's like 2020, this was around April, May, he leased a Range Rover.
See? Okay.
Ang mura ng payment eh, because interest rates were low, they're trying to spark the economy, and he was getting money from the government at the same time working.
Yeah.
So his lease payment was like $1,200 a month.
Mura yun.
It's like 70,000 pesos.
Yeah, mura yun.
For a Range Rover, brand new ah. And his drive-off was like $2,000. It's like what, 120,000 pesos?
Yeah.
Na? Range Rover na siya.
Mura
yun. 3-year lease.
Yeah.
So tuntua siya. Tapos na pandemic.
Okay.
Lahat, inflation, everything. Yeah. So now they're raising interest rates. His lease is over. Magti 3 years na eh. So now if he was to get the same car, well, obviously at 2023 or 2022, his payment would be to 3,200.
Wow.
So tao siya sa akin, sabi, Hans, fuck, I have to get a Camry. For the same payment. Sabi, I feel poor again. Sabi ko, dude, you were always poor.
Yeah.
So, sabi ko, but, you know, ganun eh. But, you see people, you know, nowadays people define people as what they see, how successful they are on social media. Yeah. And it's really sad because you don't even know the person. Yeah. Impressed ka kaagad.
True.
There's nothing wrong about being inspired.
Yes.
Diba? But when it becomes borderline obsessive to the point that you do fraudulent things just to achieve something na fake din pala, eh, gunggong
fake
ka,
it,
diba?
Fake it till you make it?
Well, most of them don't even make it.
Yeah. They just fake it.
Yeah, they just fake it.
Yeah.
You know, until they do something stupid. So
there's kasi there's like in the States kasi sobrang dali kasi na to appear it to appear like, you know, you're someone that's already made. Kasi it's so vast, it's so huge. Like the Philippines is small eh. Alam mo agad pag tangina, alam ko sa nakatira yun, tangina, dyan lang sa may talipa pa, putana, hindi makanya yung Ferrari niya.
Pinutusan lang kahapon, bumili na sa talipa pa.
Diba?
Dala yung bisikleta.
In the States, if
wala
you live,
pang ang gulong yung isa.
If, for example, you live, let's say, in Idaho, or in Montana, you could flex and stuff like, you know, and no one would know where you
or
are.
Or in Texas.
Right, in Texas.
30 minutes away yung kapitbahay mo.
Right?
Para hindi alam, di ba?
They won't know you're, you know, you have an OnlyFans account or you're doing porn or, you know, what sleazy business you have.
Hindi, wala na raw porn sa OnlyFans. Eh.
Wala na raw?
Kaya nga ako nagsubscribe. Akala ko meron eh. Wala na eh. Daya.
It's some of the weirdest stuff you will find in OnlyFans. Anyway,
It's
so easy to be like a charlatan nga, di ba? Like you can show na you made all of these with things that you don't own. Di ba? Here in the Philippines, it's kind of a lot harder.
But would you know agree? What's funny is they still get away with it.
Yeah, they do.
They still get away with it. You know, I think that there's one particular business that it just drives me crazy.
Which is?
I'm not gonna name the business. Ano? Kayo na, you know, I'm gonna paint a pretty picture. When you have to use a car to recruit people, to hopefully, you know, di ba? To, you know, puta, nakabili ako ng Ferrari. Yeah. Kaya nyo rin yan. Yeah. Pare, you know, it's a little...
Because they're selling the dream, not the process.
Yes.
Right?
That's how it is.
In any kind of business, na it's show business. Eh. Show. You show your business, no, so that you attract people. So you're showing them the end game, the end result, not how you actually do it. Di ba? Iba yung...
Well, the funny thing is how you do it is you dupe other people to pay for it for you.
Yeah.
Yun na nangyayari. And, you know, ang daming kawawa because... I'm not saying it's bad or good because marami namang guminhawa ang buhay talaga.
That's
because
true.
Of that.
That's true.
But it's being done wrong. And, you know, but then again, who am I to say if it's right or wrong, di ba? Mm. But the way I see it, it's, you're kind of, it's like parang, naalala mo yung, merong, there was a poster before, and this was so bad because it was a poster ng mm-hmm. Auschwitz.
Okay.
You know, yung may gingerbread house, tapos yung mga Jewish people nakapila papasok.
Okay.
Ayun pala puta oven.
Oh yeah yeah.
Where is the gingerbread? They baked the gingerbread. So you know, so it was a poster I saw. I think 20 years ago, a long time ago, and it really stuck with me because you know, may facade ka na uy, gingerbread
yeah.
ang ganda. Ayun pala puta niluluto ka doon sa loob. So it was more of a anti-Nazi propaganda poster, but yun na nakikita ko eh, parang you're leading them to their demise.
Yeah.
But you know, meron namang nagsasucceed. So I guess it's right para sa kanila. You know, I guess kanya-kanya yan eh.
Yeah. I mean, every people has their
mababasta
own way.
Mababasta tayo nito sa program na ito. Mababasta tayo sa ano.
Canceled na naman.
Oh, canceled na naman tayo.
No, but one thing I learned because with multi-level marketing like MLM.
Tako sinabi na.
No. Because I'm in that business too. I have a brand. And the thing is, with that, it has a very bad connotation in the Philippines because of how it was built even yes. during the 90s. Like, you know, First Quadrant back then. My mom was a consultant of that. Like,
but there's nothing wrong with multi-level marketing. There's nothing wrong with...
It's a marketing scheme. The only way it's bad is if you don't return something. Right? If you... Parang sabi, oh, bigyan mo ka ng 50,000. Tapos in 30 days, gagawin ko yan 3 times. Nang wala kang binibigay. Nothing.
Tanong ko, puta, kung kaya mo gawin ito, bakit kailangan mo pera ko? Ganun ka pala kagaling.
Diba?
Diba? Suluhin mo na lang, diba?
There's different ways eh. Like, I've been a consultant of different MLM business owners since 2017. And one thing I learned is that there's so many different ways of how it's done. Yun nga lang, networking is a good way to make money. Ang problema lang is that when they use it for their personal gain in the wrong way talaga.
Well, networking is it, yun nga masama eh, because networking is a, it's an adjective, you know, network. Your network yeah. is your self-worth.
That's, correct. Your know, network you is your net worth.
Net worth. It's your circle, diba?
Right.
So, you know, it's no different than me selling a car from a lead from somebody else and me paying a commission.
True.
Or a bird dog or a referral fee to that person.
Right.
It makes him work even more because he has an incentive.
Yes.
But hindi ko siya inoobliga. At saka hindi ko siya hiningian ng 50,000.
Oh.
Di ba? Para makabenta ng kotse ko. It's, there's no, you know, parang puta membership warehouse. Eh, di ba? Parang ganun eh. But, you know, I'm not obliging them to do anything.
Correct.
It works, but, you know, I think the way it's done, it's misleading a lot of people. And the sad part is a lot of people who tend to go into it are the ones who are desperate.
Yeah. Iba talaga kasi minsan it's demonized.
Yeah.
Because
MLM, sad to say,
MLM is multi-level marketing. It's a marketing scheme. Eh. It's not like, you know, they see it bad. Eh. Because I'm in marketing, I'm in sales, so I know how it works, diba? There's the binary and stuff. There's the direct selling. You know, like Boardwalk or Avon.
There's Amway. Yeah.
There's Amway and stuff.
Avon, it's Mary Kay.
Some of them really are really existing for the longest time. But it's not like instant money, but it's long term. Diba?
And you know what really bothered me a lot was, especially during the pandemic, yung ginawa nilang MLM yung crypto.
Oh, yeah. Crypto and NFT.
And NFT.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Para yung NFT na yan, hindi ko talaga mag-gets eh. Tapos yung mukha ko, pwede ko i-scan.
Yeah.
Kasi ilagay ko sa ganon. Tapos, yeah, nagyan mo lang ng konting ukit-ukit na ganon. Tapos ilabas.
Or take a picture of one of the cars you're selling. Picture,
yeah. And then make it. And then you can mint it or something. So many people approach me to do that. Sabi ko, pare, hindi ko maintindihan yan. And I have no urge, I have no inclination of trying to understand it because I think it's stupid.
Yeah.
You know, how can a piece of digital art be worth $1.5 million? It just, you know.
Some bought virtual houses, like Puff Daddy bought a virtual house for $1.5 million. Something,
I mean,
like
when,
that, I think.
When you name yourself Puff Daddy. Yeah. You know, $1.5 million, like, Puff lang yan.
Yeah.
Baliwala, di ba?
Diddy.
Yeah. Baliwala. So, sa kanila, I think, okay lang. But, majority of people who try to go into these quick rich schemes na
get rich quick schemes,
you know, get rich quick, nakakaawa eh.
But yeah,
then again, you know, kung sila ninaawa sarili na, ba't maawa ka?
Yeah. I follow this guy on YouTube. His name is Spencer Cornelia. He's one of the first one that exposes all the charlatans, the fake gurus, the...
Siya ba yung blonde?
No, he's from Nevada, yeah. He's white. But he's based in Nevada.
Yeah, I think I've seen this video. Sino-sino yung na-expose.
Pati si Coffeezilla.
I was watching the other day.
They're the same genre. Yeah, they expose like fake rich people, those, you know, yung mga get rich quick schemes. Yung mga expose nila, sina Dan Lok, sina Grant Cardone, yung mga ganun. I mean, some of these guys, like sina Tai Lopez, they do, some of them, like, I don't know, I never confirmed it, but they do some legit business, but doon sila na-expose sa mga hindi legit na, doon sila na-expose. Tapos,
kasi sometimes sa dami na negosyo nila.
There's this guy, I forgot his name, he's a black dude, who has like 30 Lamborghinis and stuff, and he says, it's his cars. So he says this service wherein for $97, you'll know a system how to get rich and stuff like those. And then when you get to that system, you'll pay another $500 and so on and so forth. And this is time na, you're already paying $5,000.
Parang Scientology. Right?
Oh, di ba? Parang
ganun.
The more
money you give, the closer you are to God.
Right? So the more money you give, the more money you're able to get. And turns out, all the cars were like, leased. Like, ano lang, rented.
Puta pare, kahit leased
even
yun,
the house,
mahal yun, ha?
Even the house that he owns is also Airbnb. Puta, there's this, you know this rapper, Soulja Boy.
Si Soulja Boy, yeah.
Ilang beses siya nahuli, di ba? Flexing fake money.
Tapos, sumasakay sa economy.
Oo, tapos, pero papakita niya kasi siya sa jet, naka-private jet plane. Tapos at the same time, yung bahay niya. Tapos yung bahay niya was just an Airbnb. Huling-huli talaga. Yung mga ganun. I don't know why they do that. But I don't, because, that's not a business. Doesn't make sense. Medyo makes sense pa if there's, like, if you're a businessman, you're trying to prove na my business is legitimate, so parang,
diba? Kaya sabi ko sa'yo, mas matalino mga Pinoy. Yung kaibigan namin, hindi nga niya alam na pinaparenta niya yung bahay nila eh.
Oo.
Ngayon pala, pinaparenta na nung yaya. So they have a house in Batangas, you know, guest house. And he would fly to US six months. Putsa, one day, his friend sent him a photo. So, pare, ganda nitong bahay sa Batangas. We rented it. Airbnb, ah. Mm. We rented it. Ang ganda, pare. Ganda ng furnishings, you know, beach house. You know. Pagtingin, tara na bahay ko, yun. Fucking came home right away. Pero magdating na sa bahay, pare, may family na. Nagre-rent. Happened to be a weekend.
Putay na.
So, yeah, pinaparenta pala ng yaya. But you know what, hindi. Yung yaya, sobrang stealth lang, di ba? Pero po siya, nag-flex yung mga nag-ano. Uy, patabay
niya. I have a car question for you. As a businessman, do you think it matters what car you drive for, you know, for business?
At some point.
Give an example.
Hindi, kasi, you get to a certain point kasi. Here in the Philippines, you know, we're very much brand horse, you know.
Slave to brands. Yeah.
Madali ma-impress. But then again, if you look at the other side of the coin, the successful people, They don't get blinded by that shit.
Yeah.
They don't get blinded by that. As a matter of fact, people, at least the ones I dealt with, pag nakita medyo ha-flashy ka, they tend to shy away.
Yeah. The representation.
The
kasi,
representation.
Yeah.
Eh. Kasi, especially if they're gonna go into business with you or they're gonna buy something from you. Pag nakita medyo high-faluting ka, medyo matatakot yan eh.
Yeah.
Kasi, anong, di ba? Anong trip nito?
Yeah.
But, the ones in the, unfortunately, you know, C and D, or sometimes lower B, lower B class.
Yes.
They get, madali silang ma-impress. And here in the Philippines, ginagamit yan. Every day, I get calls. Sir, meron ba kayong Lamborghini for rent, di ba? First of all, pare, kung ayaw ka ng babae, nadala mo Bios, huwag ka magla-Lamborghini. Dahil buta, di mo kaya bili ng Hermes yan. Baka pakainin mo sa Chowking niya, iwanan ka. Di ba? Alam nga na po ito, nakalambo ka, pakainin mo sa Chowking.
Mag-drive-thru kayo.
Oo. Hindi, buti ko drive-thru lang. Eh, buta, eh. Pakainin mo pa ng kwek-kwek yan, di ba? Iwanan ka talaga niyan. Kasi, sorry, wala na akong pang-gasolina. Eh. Kwek-kwek na lang, di ba? But, you know, at some point, as long as you can back it up, kasi there are some success stories that I've heard na talagang nag-flex and they parlayed into something else.
Yeah.
I think if you have a plan,
right,
and you have direction, okay lang eh.
If you have a good strategy.
If you have a good strategy, yes. Eh. Because sometimes you really have to flex.
Yeah.
You know, para paniwalaan ka ng tao,
yeah.
Di ba? But unfortunately, marami is ginagawa lang yun for yabang.
Yeah.
You know, for the sake of the gram.
Sabi nga, there's this book I read, The Psychology of Money. That said, trying to show people how much money you have is the fastest way to lose money.
Yes. Yes. You know, I'll give you another example on that. Friend of my dad, until now, runs one of the most successful Chinese restaurants in East Ocean.
Okay.
No? When I was a kid, they had a branch in Green Hills, and my dad asked him once, you know, ang ugali kasi niya, puta lahat yan omakase. Pagdating ng client, usually may mga guests, di ba? Tatanong niya, oh, ano meron? Ano maganda? Sige, ako na bahala. Puta, pag sinabihan ka ako ng bahala, puta, yari ka sa bill mamaya. Sabi, how do you determine what to suggest na isa-serve?
Yeah.
Sabi niya, I look at the watch. I look at the shoes. You know, dati uso pa, I look at the pen. Diba? Kasi dati.
Oh, may pen pa.
Ngayon, wala nang pen eh. Butang naka-iPhone na lahat eh. Diba? So, at that time, you know, naka-cross ka o naka-Mont Blanc ka na Pope Pius II. It's like a 400,000
I know that was a thing in the 90s.
Yeah.
Because my parents, the pen was,
it's a pen.
Yeah.
It's a big statement kasi. Para ka naglapag ng keychain ng Ferrari eh. Butang lapag mo yung ballpen.
That's
mo,
why my dad had like 3 pens. Branded pens back then.
Yun ang dati. It's just the way it was. Ngayon, kung nag-flex ka lang, kasama kang guest, nakita, naka Rolex ka, yun pala, hiniram mo sa pinsan mo, may pen ka na po, Pius III, yun pala, puta, ninakaw mo dun sa isang tukador dun na hindi mo alam kanino yan. Puta, nilabasan ka ng bill na 150 mil, patay. Ano pang babayad mo? So make sure that if you flex, you can back it up.
Yeah.
Yun ang problem. Is a lot
mapasubo ka kasi.
Mapasubo ka.
Yeah.
And that's where, you know, sabi nila, yun ang problem pag late in the day, nakakalimutan ko yung mga ano eh. Yung something about the web of deceit or something. But you start concocting one lie and another lie and another lie. It becomes so complex that you have to keep it up. Hindi mo alam na sumasabog ka na.
And you forget who you are already.
Forget who you are.
Yeah. So, yan, the difference between like a person who is mayabang, like with no followers, for example, is that amplified lang siya if he has a lot of followers. It's the same thing.
It's the same thing.
Right? Or a person who is insecure, who doesn't have money, you give him more money, he doesn't become less insecure. He becomes more insecure.
Yung
money is an amplifier nga eh, di ba? People think that money will make you a better person. No, it just amplifies who you are.
You're a piece of shit. Yeah.
Ibigay mo sa magnanako isang pera, isang manlulokong taong pera. Konting pera, bigyan mo siya ng maraming pera. Tingin mo ba hindi siya maging manluloko lalo?
Mas manluloko yan. Kasi ang manluloko niya, mas mayaman na. Diba? Kasi, diba?
If you give a charitable person who doesn't have anything, gives charity, you give them that person more money, you're gonna give them more to charity.
Well, we were kind of duped into that because we thought that the FTX thing was, di ba? Pamimigay ko lahat ng pera ko, di ba? Puto, sabog-sabog yung buhok. Pare, pareho ko yung buhok. Gupitin mo yan. Delikado yan. Mamayang konti, puto, ikaw na kukunin.
Yeah. That guy diversified all his
funds. No, that guy was, man, if there's somebody who really, really took the world in his hands, it was him.
Yeah.
Now, was it premeditated? I'm seriously under the impression that somebody else higher is handling him.
Yeah.
Because he couldn't. I mean, I don't know of anyone with the gall to do something like that.
Right.
I mean, we're talking about billions.
Multi-billions. You know,
puta, pinaglaruan lang niya
multi-billions,
na parang...
Multi-billions, yeah.
Parang naglalaro lang ng buhangin, di ba? I mean, tapos, wala na.
Do you believe like most billionaires, instant billionaires, have someone behind them, running them instead?
The ones like, who are very, very vocal on social media.
Right?
I think so.
Yeah. Like, one of my mentors who's a billionaire said, like, he's not very impressed, like, for example, with Jack Ma, because he knows there's someone bigger than him running the show. And it's not that guy.
Funny story. Now, I don't know how true this is or not, but this was a story that came from somebody who was close to the situation. It's about Jack Ma. Mm-hmm. And guys, huwag niyo ako i-crucify. But, you know, he was starting to become vocal about the Chinese government.
Right,
He was criticizing everyone.
Kinidnap ka siya.
Hindi siya, actually, that was wrong. Hindi siya kinidnap, ha? Hindi siya kinidnap. Ito daw nangyari. And like I said, I don't know how true it is, but based on what I've heard from several people, nag-click eh. He was in Paris, in a hotel, and pinuntahan siya na isang Chinese na negosyante na emisaryo daw ng CCP. The meeting lasted for 15 minutes. The next day, Jack Ma got on a plane, went to New York, signed the papers, and relinquished all his shares to 5 people.
Tiny.
Now, what ensued in that meeting, I don't know. But, pare, tinakot yan.
Yeah.
Diba? Siguro, meron siyang video na may mga kasama siyang unano na may ginagawa siya. Ilalabas nila sa... di ko alam, diba? Yeah. We don't know.
Yeah.
So, but he was so vocal and suddenly biglang total
done,
180, di ba?
Oo.
Nawala siya. So, you know, sometimes, you know, yun yung sinasabi nila na, you know, pag langaw ka, nakatapa ka sa kalabaw, tandaan mo na langaw ka pa rin.
Correct. Oo.
Huwag mo isipin na kalabaw ka na.
That's one of my favorite quotes I learned from my brother-in-law. Minsan itong langaw na to nakapatong lang sa kalabaw, tingin niya kalabaw na siya. And sometimes they forget. You know, when you're riding that.
That goes to the saying that when you bullshit too much, you start believing your own bullshit and it becomes the truth.
Yeah.
And that's what's sad is people get to that level and they start destroying other people's lives. And it's sad. Eh? Pero it's just the way the world works.
Yeah.
You know? Ganun talaga.
Your business is in luxury cars. What got you into that?
Osmosis. My dad started in the car business. Yeah, for the longest time, I could remember. You know, bata pa ako. My dad was.
What was the first car you knew about as a kid?
A Honda Civic. Ang spelling pa ng Civic nun, CVCC. CVCC.
88, 89 ata
yun.
Yeah. 80s.
Like
80s, yeah.
Late 70s.
Medyo boxy pa
yun. My dad used to buy cars sa mga servicemen sa Clark. So we used to live in Pampanga. Used to live in Pampanga before. And buy and sell na siya talaga dati.
Hmm.
Till we moved to Manila and then business started growing. At that time, wala pang cats.
Yeah.
Walang Toyota Philippines so mga, noon.
So mga ano to, Euro cars?
No, initially...
Mix na rin, mix.
Initially, started importing the Land Cruisers.
Okay.
Yung, no, this was like 92.
Yeah.
No, 80s pa, 89, 90. Wala pang Toyota noon eh. Toyota wasn't importing shit. Yeah. So he started importing it. Alam ko, 950,000 lang ang Land Cruiser noon.
Wow.
Ngayon, the same fucking car, I sold for 2.5. Tumaas pa yung presyo.
Grabe, no?
Yeah. But that's how it started. And then my dad started importing the 80s. You know, started 80s. Buying cars 80s and 90s. Oh. Started buying cars Germany. Then, doon nag-umpisa.
Second gen ka na talaga.
Second gen. And when I moved to the States, ako yung taga-bili niya ron.
Okay.
When I was going to college.
Ikaw pala liaison niya.
Yeah. Ako yung taga-bili.
Liaison officer ka pala.
So we developed the contacts na. Right. And, you know, when the whole financial crisis happened, my dad said, umuwi ka na. It's high time. So, came home and I still did the purchasing for him. And 2013, 14, we started Luxury Cars Manila.
2014.
But
how did you start? How did you start that?
Wala, nag-aahente lang ako from my dad because we started several businesses. I started a BPO, started doing web design. Tangina, lumabas yung Wix na libre a website. Wala nang bumili na website. So, It just every single thing just collapsed. And 2015, I think, I sold my first car.
What was it?
It was a 500 SL. Wow. Na galing US. Pinadaan sa Cagayan. Yung, di ba, mga Cagayan noon. So, and then sabi ko, puta, okay pala to ha. Sabi ko, sige nga.
Wait, quick story lang ng 500 SL, that Mercedes-Benz. Yun yung point ko yun with the car na... Using a car to impress and
impress.
In a good way. 50 Cent in his book, in his latest book, he said, Hustle Harder. He said that one time he couldn't afford a car and he bought that car. And in New York, if you're gangsta and you have that car,
SL ka.
Puta, tapos malaki, naka yung malaking rims pa. Puta, you would get into circles that you never knew you could get. Parang he pulled up in a club, he could not afford that car. But business went booming for him. Whatever illegal business he was back then, selling drugs.
Kasi he has a plan.
Yes, he has a plan. It wasn't just to, you know, do that. He wanted to have a bigger network. And he said, I won't be able to do this in this, I forgot what his car was. For sure it was like a US.
Chevy Nova.
Something like, you know, whatever it was. But with that car, he said, I could buy more networks. And I think that was one of the clearest examples I wanted to point out. No, he had a plan.
Yeah, yung iba kasi, puro yabang lang and they don't elevate.
Right.
They don't have a plan eh. So, puro yabang na lang. And, you know, the next thing you know, hindi nila makeep up.
Yeah.
And it doesn't open doors for them. Yeah. 50 Cent was, I mean, the guy parlayed it to grabe, vitamin water, everything.
Yeah, his show, he has a TV show that's worth hundreds
Power?
Of, yeah, Power.
Power.
Ibang dami na ang books
nun
eh.
Love that show, yeah.
Yeah, it's a very, very good show. And yun nga yung ano ko sa kanya, that he knew his path. Like, hindi lang, it's just because I wanted to sell more drugs and whatever and stuff. But he had a way, kasi rap nga was not his priority back then eh.
Yeah.
He is more of a businessman, more than a rapper. Kaya nga, kumbaga pagdating nga sa rappers, he's not one of the well-known in terms of rap. Like, di ba?
It wasn't a Dre. He wasn't...
Right. Yeah. He's not like a Kanye West. It's not like Kendrick Lamar and stuff. He was more on the business side. Parang si Puff Daddy, it's the same thing. They had models that they had in mind to make para hindi sila yung... They were stuck in there. Like, these guys who are making money now and... They don't even have a hit song anymore. And they're the ones making money. And they're the ones least showing their wealth.
Yeah.
You would see...
Well, takot sa IRS eh. So, takot na bayad.
Sabi nga din sa ano eh, that if you get a record deal as a rapper, for example, they get paid $1 million, a lot of it doesn't go to them. It's used to promote their song and stuff like this. And then they buy all these expensive shit and then boom, it's gone right away.
But it's the same thing din naman dito eh. You know, when like in our business, people think na, oh, putya, nakabenta na naman siya, nakabenta na naman.
Mm.
Number one, they don't realize na we have expenses.
Yes, overhead expenses, marketing.
I have a staff of 7.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have families to feed. They have, you know, before I buy anything, before I buy my groceries, make sure they're paid.
Yeah.
So, you know, they don't realize that. Marketing, hindi nila alam yung margins kung paano. You know, every year we top our record every succeeding year, and I don't have agents. Ako lang nagbebenta. But what people don't realize is not every single deal is positive.
Yeah.
Merong ibang transaction. I have 2 deals right now. I'm losing money.
Yeah.
Pero tutuloy mo. Bakit? Mukha ka na sa tao eh. Bumaliktad eh.
Your word is your bond kasi. Especially...
You have to. I mean, but there are things that sometimes out of your control.
Yeah.
So you have to compromise with the client.
That's true. Know?
Sometimes, what happens is not what the client wants, but at least you have to compromise.
Yeah.
And that's the whole thing with businesses. People don't understand. Is it's always a compromise. You know, you will never get your way 100% of the time.
That's true.
No matter, and the most successful people are the ones who, you know, sabi nga ni Charles Darwin, di ba? It's not the strongest that survive. It's the one able to adapt to change.
Right.
And kung gusto mo, lagi kang panalo, puta, sali ka sa Marvel.
Yeah.
Sila ay kang panalo doon. Maging superhero ka.
One of my mentors said nga that he has 250 brands. He owns 250 brands here in the Philippines. And he said, so I go, how do you manage all those businesses all at the same time? You know, just look at them, the end line. I see my top 3, I see my bottom 3. And I look at the bottom 3 like, is it worth keeping this? If it's not, then let's shut it down.
Yeah.
There's no use for what? For my ego to show the people that, you know, I own this business? No. Like, I look at the top. If it's working, then continue those. The bottom, take them out.
But a lot of traditional businesses here in the Philippines are not like that.
Yeah.
You know, like there's people that I know na puta, 3 taon na yung kotse sa kanila, malulugi sila, ayaw nila ibenta kasi malulugi sila.
Yeah.
I'm like, you keep...
Oh yeah, with... Okay.
There's so, people like that. You know, I mean, I know some people in the garment business who still keep inventory from 2 years ago. Bakit? No, bakit? Kasi malulugi sila eh. Pag
yes,
pinenta.
Correct.
So they'll wait and reissue it.
Yeah.
You just have to be creative with marketing. But
correct.
There are certain products that you cannot keep. You know, yeah. They depreciate.
It's considered a loss.
Puta clothing. Puta, pasuot mo lang, you know, 2 years ago, pasuot mo sa isang sikat na artista yan or influencer. Patok ka agad yan. That's clothing. You know? Eh kung may... Puta, hotdog ka na 2 taon na hindi mabenta. Parang kahit anong freezer mo rin, malalasa nun.
What was your biggest failure back then in business?